This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Immediately after September 11th, Hollywood stopped release of some of its biggest fall movies, including Arnold Schwarzenegger's Collateral Damage. Suddenly, movies about terrorism seemed uncomfortably close to life. So much so, it turns out, that the U.S. military is looking to Hollywood for ideas. NPR's Renee Montagne reports.
Since September 11th, top Army officials have held two teleconferences with top filmmakers. Together, they've brainstormed possible scenarios involving terrorists and come up with ideas on how to foil these real-life foes. The ad hoc group of movie makers emerged from a program that's been underway for nearly 2 years at the University of Southern California called the Institute for Creative Technologies. Its peacetime purpose is to set the best minds of the entertainment industry to the task of creating state-of-the-art training exercises for soldiers. Richard Lindheim is ICT's executive director. Good morning.
Good morning.
What can you tell us about the meetings that have taken place?
All I can tell you about the meetings is that they've been a very free exchange among very creative people. The conversations have been animated, and I think we've all managed, within the groups, everybody's managed to scare each other.
But the conversations were between creative people in Hollywood and, in fact, the Pentagon.
The conversations took place between Hollywood creative people and subject matter experts from the military. And the conversations were initiated by the chief scientist of the Army.
This ad hoc group, it is not in it for the publicity, I gather.
That's correct. The creative people from the motion picture and television industry have volunteered their time for this effort in the hopes that their ideas might contribute to the war against terrorism.
And they might be some of the best people in the country to imagine those scenarios.
Well, fortunately or unfortunately, art has often led the way to reality. And art and writers and motion pictures and ideas coming from writers have often been the inspiration for reality. If you look at, for example, writers like Sir Arthur C. Clarke envisioning communication satellites as a way of communicating around the world, and of course that becoming a reality that we take for granted today. So the concept of having writers and creative people act as inspiration for real life is really not a new idea. It's been around for quite a while.
In a way, the military then seems to be doing, in this instance, a very smart thing, looking outside itself.
There are certainly a lot of very good experts who have spent their careers in the government and in the military looking at potential scenarios for the future. The reason I believe that the Army asked the ICT, the creative group from the entertainment industry, is because they wanted to think outside the box. They wanted to see if there were any far-out ideas that they had not considered. This is looked at to augment what was already being done, certainly not to replace it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Renee.
Richard Lindheim is Executive Director of USC's Institute for Creative Technology. I'm Renee Montagne, NPR News.